In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You may be seated, brethren. I am Father Christopher Burnaby. For those of you who do not know, I'm the neighboring parish just down the way in Fort Sumner. Traveled from Vaughan today, a great distance, and still I have much further to go, for I have to catch a plane to Phoenix in order to begin a spiritual retreat, which I much need. I ask for your prayers. Father Simon told me, and by the way, this is the first time I will have ever celebrated the traditional Latin Mass, so pray for me too. I wish to serve God well. Father Simon told me that when I come here to preach, I should be two things, both brief and stick it to your heart. Okay. I guess he doesn't want you thinking that you can go elsewhere and maybe have a lighter gospel, but certainly you would not have such in Fort Sumner. What I have to give you here is just a short little reflection on that first reading. Because when we hear these words, which St. Paul speaks of himself, he says, who has suffered this? Who has suffered that? He talks about the perils which he has had in his life. Has anybody here been beaten with rods? Or whipped with the 9 tails, 39 less 1? Has any of you spent a day and a night upon the sea? Have any of you been in peril from your friends, as well as from your enemies, from your own people, and have to flee away in a basket? This is St. Paul. St. Paul is saying that he has, and he has suffered far more than this, for he writes this not at the end of his life, but still when he has many more trials to suffer. But what is more, and what we see within him is that within his own life, he has such drive of charity that he says, who is it that does not get scandalized, but I do not burn with fire? Who is it who does not fall, and I am not concerned for that soul? He says in another place in his own writings why he continues on. He does not mind suffering all these infirmities of his flesh, because he knows that his heart is secure. Later on in this Mass, we'll have the beautiful preface. And I love how we say it in the Latin tongue as opposed to how we say it in English. We say, Sursum corda est. You're familiar with that passage, yes? Sursum corda est. And who knows what it means? Our Latin scholarship. Yeah. Hearts on high is what it refers to. And the response is, Abemus ad Dominum. And what does this mean? We have them toward the Lord. We have them for the Lord. It's a beautiful saying. So what we're saying here, if we believe all these things, if we see the sufferings which St. Paul suffered in his life for love of the church and for love of Jesus Christ, we have the secret here within the Mass, which he himself celebrated. Sursum corda. We're saying our hearts are on high in this moment. We're about to receive Jesus. Jesus is about to come down. Our hearts are on high at this moment. And so that lest anyone be able to take our hearts, be able to destroy us, Abemus ad Dominum. We have our hearts toward the Lord and possessed within the Lord. This is what this means, brothers and sisters, is that no matter what anybody can do to our flesh, here outside the walls of this church, they can deride us, look down upon us, say, you Catholics, you superstitious people, you know not the scriptures. If you knew, you would leave that pagan religion. But we know. We know that God is actually present here in the Mass. This is how he set everything up. That this is the way that he has led his people throughout the ages to pray with the saints in the one Mass, the only Mass which has ever since been offered upon Calvary, and here is bloodlessly represented for us, giving us his very body and blood. We can continue on within our lives because no one can attack us or destroy us. Sursum corda. We lift our hearts in this Mass up to God and allow him to possess it. Follows into our gospel where it talks about the various seeds that are scattered apart. We want our hearts to be fertile ground. And so daily, brothers and sisters, as we enter into this preparatory season of Lent, sexagesima, only 60 days before Easter is come. And already have we spent it poorly. But from this moment forward, each and every day, especially as we make our morning offering, we can repeat this part of the Mass. Sur sum corda. Abemus ad Dominum. God, I can't protect my heart, but you can. God, I am so often attacked by the various tasks that I have in my life. You must possess my heart. I want my heart to be the good soil that yields fruits, but I don't know how to do it. God, so I just give you my heart the best, the weakest I can today. And I trust that you will have it, that you will possess it, and that my heart, like Saint David, the great king, will always be toward the Lord. Sur sum corda. Abemus ad Dominum. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.